Board of Regents is having a meeting, and I mean the meeting is open to the public, so we just wanted to like ask the hard questions and bring and like put them on the spot about how they talk about they wanted Georgia more educated, yet they banned students who are undocumented from going to some of the top 5 universities of Georgia, and also they don't allow us to pay in-state tuition, even though we have been in the state of Georgia for many years, and a lot of us pay taxes. Yeah, we're still not allowed to be able to pay in-state tuition, which many times that it's an issue for us in order to obtain a higher education. So we just like wanted to raise awareness, because I feel like some of these people that are just like sitting here today, they're like, yeah, like we want a Georgia more educated, but there's policy 416 and 434. And basically like this, so for policy 416, it bans undocumented students from going to some of the top universities in Georgia. In policy 434, it was passed in 2010 by the Board of Regents, and it doesn't allow undocumented students to pay in-state tuition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as I mentioned before, we had to pay 3 times as much. So believe it or not, we're living like in a time of segregation. Some of these schools like UGA or Georgia Tech that we cannot go are like the same ones for which African students were not allowed to go in the 1960s. Right. And then about 2 years ago, they say that enrollment was low, so they allow students from Alabama, South Carolina to pay in-state tuition. But I mean, students from Alabama, South Carolina don't pay Georgia taxes, yet us that would pay Georgia taxes, they're not allowing us to pay in-state tuition. They keep saying, no, we're not going to allow these kids to pay in-state tuition because they don't pay Georgia taxes, and of course, we do. So we completely oppose these policies, and I think this has been going on since 2010, and there has been, in the past, there has been a lot of lawsuits, but nothing has changed. So we believe we just keep putting pressure on them to show them, like, because they're being two-faced. Basically, that's what they're doing. They're like, we believe in a more educated Georgia, yeah, they're doing the opposite. They're being two-faced. And people need to know that.
Okay. And are you a student here?
Yeah, I am a student here.
Okay. Yeah. And what are you studying? What year are you, or what are you studying?
I'm a senior.
Senior?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your major?
I'm in interdisciplinary studies.
Okay.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I just feel like education is a human right, and they shouldn't deny us from that. One of the reasons why they say that we're not allowed to attend UGA or Georgia Tech is because they don't want us to take a U.S. citizen seat. And I mean, a lot of kids that I know are very bright. They take AP classes. They do volunteer work. They're leaders in their communities. And many of these kids have to leave the state of Georgia to pursue higher education and better opportunities. So Georgia is losing very bright people, which is not only going to affect the political, but also the social, economical part of our local communities.